Blog Talk Radio.
So hard to bear, you give me fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, and that was something you owe and do. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started a long ago.
Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
I want to thank you, Brooke, for that phenomenal introduction to Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you who have been listening in, thank you, all of you new fans. There's two phone numbers to catch us at, 773-897-6461, our Chicago number, we call it, because that's the area code. And our new number, for those of you who are having a little trouble getting through, that's 855-345-4710. This is Jethro Smith, and I'm going to bring you the best psychics in the world. If you're ready, step back and let's have a good time. This is one of the individuals who's been with me since the start of Psychics Gone Wild. We are wild. We intend to give you not only a good reading, we intend to talk to you, and we want to be your friend. So get a hold of us at psychicsgonewild.com, and so we can start this process. What we do is we are excellent readers, and I say we, but let's go a little bit back here. I'm a little excited today. You can tell Merry Christmas is coming, and you know how I love the holidays. We got great prizes, by the way, today. Get ready. And one of the people that has made this possible to make this is Dina Flanagan. You're going, Dina Flanagan? Dina Flanagan is a phenomenal psychic. She's a really good individual. She was born with this gift to be able to not only heal individuals, but to be able to see and know their future. Dina and me have been doing this a couple of years, and today we're going to give you one of our Psyches Gone Wild Merry Christmases. Dina, how are you doing?
Excellent, excellent. It's beautiful here. We have everything covered with white snow, and it's just gorgeous.
I'm in Florida. You're in Maine. Keep it. She always does this to me every year. White? Are you? Do you still like the snow, actually?
It's pretty. It really is.
I'm from Wyoming, and I think you need help, Dina. You're a very good psychic, but ever since you've gotten into this snow thing, we've worked with her quite a bit, but she just won't come out of it. It's just, no. Keep it. Keep all the snow up there. I'm in Tampa, and I'm actually a little chilled. We got about 68 out here, and I may have to put on a jacket later. So welcome, Dina. Let's talk to him a few minutes here. Every show does our Psyches Gone Wild for the week of Christmas, and we're already kicking it off. Last night, we gave away 5 books. Those of you who did listen in, I will be giving away the names again. We gave books away from Gaetano Vivo, Pamela Cummings, Jethro Smith, Gary Wimmer. We had a blast last night. Those of you will get it in the mail, they told me, by Christmas. I went in today, and I want to make sure you get them in. So please, those of you who want to get in on the contest, go to PsychicsGoneWild.com, our site, and put in the stuff. Now, do put your snail mail. I am psychic, but if you just put in there, my name is Libra Kamuba, and I live, and no address, I don't want to have to look you up. You can use an alias, because we will say your name over the air. I had someone a little uncomfortable last night, and then they wrote back and said, I didn't realize you weren't giving away readings. Well, I did let the cat out of the bag. Dina had talked to me, and Dina said, you know what the people love and what they call Psyches Gone Wild for is psychic readings. So, yes, today we're going to be giving away a few readings, one by me, Jethro Smith, one by Dina Flanagan, and one by Jan Bach-Drakey. And if the things go right, we may even do a double one. We've done this a couple times. We'll be giving you a mini reading, and those of you who know, those are normally $45 with me, I think about $40 with Dina and $30 with Jan. So you're getting a free reading. Enjoy the Merry Christmas from us, but you got to put in PsychicsGoneWild.com to get it. I had a friend tell me yesterday that they still had not received their present, and then I caught you because you wrote me, we never gave away gold bands. I would love to give away those kind of rings, and believe me, I gave one gold band away, and I've never heard the end of her yet. So if you caught me, you got to be honest when you guys write me, because it made me laugh. It's like, who's giving away? And they're like, I go, I've heard that since you've been gone, a band of gold song. I always loved it, but I don't know what show you listen to. If you have something you want to write to us, write to PsychicJethro@AOL.com, and we'll get it on. I say we, all of us at Gone Wild. Dina, we've got a ton of email, and I'm going to give you guys a few minutes on the phones, and then we'll get to the phone. So don't go anywhere. Hang on. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're here to have fun. Dina, I have a first email right off the bat I want to read to you. This is from Bradley, and Bradley has wrote to us before from Colorado. Brad is writing in, and he says that he has experienced a new sensation that has been taking over his energy. He seems to be having a sensation where he will feel tingling in his arm. His energy will become very hyper, and he will have trouble breathing. And he has been to doctors. They have not found anything wrong. An individual told him he needs to see a psychic. Dina, do I need a psychic, a therapist, or what do I need?
Well, it's definitely energy. It's not something a doctor will be able to see. It's somebody or something trying to get in through to you, but it's not a bad thing. So pay attention and let it accept it in, in a positive way, and try to ask it what it wants. What you need to do. But that's what, it's energy surging through you or trying to get through to you. So it's somebody from like the other side or spirit guide trying to get through to you and tell you something.
I love it. The guide said that. They said that, yes, and Dina is very much, and Bradley, I want to thank you. Bradley had decided that he wanted to let me know a month ago. He has personally put in the New York Gate at AOL.com for Dina as the top psychic. He just wrote me back and said, Dina, you are the best. Jan Bach-Drakey is the one. How do I get in on the video site? I apologize, you guys. We've got so many contests because we are wild. One of our contests is if you do a video 3 to 5 minutes long and you put in your favorite favorite day of the Psyche's Gone Wild show. Whoever gets the most likes for their video will be the winner of, and you're going to love this. You guys ready for the big one? This is a $120 reading by Psychic Jethro, $120 reading by Patty Negri. Also, Living in the Psychic Realm book by Jethro. Then we're going to add in, just to make sure you have enough, I've done a money candle of Psychic Jethro's, plus the big prize of the biography of Gary Wimmer. Also, if that's not enough for you, we're going to add in Reiki is Love by Gaetano Vivo. You definitely want to win this one. So put in the videos. Right now, the winner is Russell. He's at 1,781, and his video included, why isn't there Saturdays? He's crying. Those of you who've looked at it, they said you're going to turn around and go into another situation where you're going to love that. They said, I've had individuals tell me that the one with Patty Negri is doing real well out there. There's another video that went into another system, you know, another part for you guys too, and they said that this is where you're going to do well. If you don't handle this, the guide said that they will. So I don't know what that, I don't, that doesn't make sense, Tim. We've got people, if you do write to, remember, I read it over the air and that really embarrassed me. I have no idea what you're saying. Tim is letting me know that he wants Jan Bach Drakey's video with Peg Jones, and he said it's better. And by the way, today, those of you listening in, Peg Jones is not feeling well. It is on the list, but Peg was not feeling well. She will be back, and Peg is a phenomenal angel reader, and we just love her, but she's not feeling good. And any of you guys who tune in know that we're just switching a little of our times. We want to find the best time for you, so send to us and say, what is the best time? Because we've had so many emails. They're saying, you know, when are you guys on? What are you doing? We try to stay in one format, and we are moving around a little bit, but what we love is to be where you guys are. You can always catch us in the archive, and you know, we want to say hello to all of our friends that have promoted. Please get with me any of the other radio shows. We're doing a lot of marketing. I had two individuals call me last night as a guest. I feel very honored. I'm going to go on their show. We will promote your radio show on our radio show, vice versa. So, you know, please contact us. Dina, I've got another one here real quick, and then we're going to grab those phones. Dina, you have been on my mind for quite a while. I'm writing you to let you know that I feel that you are one of the powered ones. I am an individual who lives in Los Angeles, California, and I have worked with the powered ones for quite a while. I'm not sure if this is the correct statement, but can you iterate what I'm trying to explain, that I have had this ability for a long time, and I feel that you are one of the ones who are going to help with enlightening the world?
Very interesting. I've been told that so many times. And yes, powered ones is, you can call it that, but one of the high level light workers that's supposed to be here helping everybody. And especially coming up as all these changes happen and the energy changes. And so you are correct in that. And I feel a strong energy from you too. So I can feel it, and you have a lot of work to do too, to be able to come up and help on a higher level, because you can do it.
You guys are going to love this. And now listen to the email Jethro gets. Jethro, I looked on your site and I saw that you had down that you make cheesecake. I hope that you know that mine is the best. So, well, we'll have to see that. I have a few ribbons on my cakes and my cheesecake. And Miss Betty Ann, anytime you want to compete with me, I live right in Tampa, Florida. But you know, I just want to – I love that. You get all these meaningful things. I get down my cheesecakes better than your cheesecake. Well, we've had enough silly gone wild. That's, Dina, what have you done to me? I used to be respected and least liked. Now they're like Jethro's cheesecake. Don't go after my food, ma'am. I got to warn you. There's a lot of things. You can take the kids, the TV, even the jewelry. Don't mess with my desserts. There's where I get cranky. No, I'm kidding. You guys know I'm gone wild. This is Jethro, and welcome all of you new fans. Definitely go into psychicsgonewild.com. We're going to be calling off a prize here in a few minutes. But let's do a phone. I do ask out of respect all of you new listeners. We do love to give you that little free minute reading on the radio, and we love that. But due to quality, and we are in only an hour show yet, we are going to be going to an hour and a half. Amy and a few others have got some people coming in. We got some special guests. You guys are going to love what happens to this show in 2014. So please, if you'll just, I'll call out your area code, give me your name, and then it'll have to be a mini question. We do love you, and please remember, you know, if you do get kicked off, it wasn't me. I do, last night, me and Melissa Berman were having a good time. I hit the wrong button and did music while she was talking. It was actually the candy bar's fault that slid under the cupboard. I wouldn't have done it had I not had to eat it. But or ate it. Okay, I proper English. But what I want to get to is 831. How are you, 831?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm sitting here looking.
Uh-oh. You little teaser, you were so excited, you're looking
I know.
At me.
Now I have to know what
you're... Oh, you teaser. Call back in, 831. We'll be waiting here. We're psychic, but that was a real good cliffhanger. Ouch. Well, if it is really, you got to warn you, it's got to be Disney, because if it's something that isn't, I have a funny feeling, I will, like, really turn red. And it's Christmas, but we need to keep Jethro a little bit on the pink side. I don't know what happened to Miss Excited, but when she comes back, we'll find out, 831. We're going right on. Well, she's excited. We're going on with a Skype caller here that called in. I don't have your name. It's. Can you hear me? I just unmuted you. Hello? Okay, well, that Skype caller, I think you were the same one that called in last night. If you just call in from Skype, it comes up to me 1111s. And I know you are all angelic and angel, but if you're the 111 angel, you're getting me scared. Okay, we've got her back. We've got quite a few calls today, but we're going to try this again. Hello, Mrs. Excited. How are you?
Hello. This is Lisa, and I'm from California, and I'm excited that you picked me up.
You left us the best cliffhanger, Lisa. You said that, and then the phones dropped you off, and all we got was you were excited. Me and Dina were both, whoa, we got to know why. You know, we're nosy.
Well, I'm sitting here looking at wedding dresses.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
And I am getting married in March, and try not to worry or be the bridezilla. This is our wedding, and we've been planning it. We have it all planned now. We just need the finances to pay for it. And I wanted to know if you see a flood of money coming my way or career. I'm currently unemployed.
Well, I feel like that you want a job, but you don't want a job right now. In other words, you're busy with the wedding. I feel like your mind is preoccupied, but yet you want
a bit.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
I need finances.
Right. So what I'm feeling is you need to put it out there a little bit stronger, that you tell the universe that you do want one, if you indeed want one, because they're getting mixed messages is what I'm hearing. So I also feel like it will be something, if you decide to go that route, that there'll be something that will come up either the end of January or beginning of February.
Ooh,
is what I'm hearing. So, but I mean, that will go by quick. That doesn't mean you can't earn little bits of money before then, but something more stable will be the end of January, beginning of February. I also feel like that you do have specific, you know, like, what do you call it? Talent. I'm like, what is it?
Tina, leave the eggnog alone. I know Santa's there, but you've got to put down the brandy. No, I'm teasing. I'm just messing with
you. Talent. When you say talents, are you talking spiritually, healing, cooking? Because I can give Jethro a throw down on my cooking also.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did have a throwdown cooking contest. But, I feel like you do have spiritual talent. But also, though, you have professional talents, too.
I am a trained nurse.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing.
And a manager.
Yeah. So I'm hearing you already got the specific talent. You just have to go find that job and put them to use, because it is out there. Like I said, the end of January, beginning of February. And it will be in the field of what you already know. But prior to that, that doesn't mean you cannot take a little job here or there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what it's telling you. You might have to take something temporary until then if you really want the money now. And then that's when a real job or a good job with your talent will come in. And so I'm feeling like you need to – it's going to be within 20 – to 25 miles of where you live, within 20 to 25 miles of where you live. So, and I feel like it's going to be to the, what's to the right of the chart, Jethro?
I see the energy. Yeah, what is happening here?
Whatever, however that goes, on the kind of compass to the right. So I feel like it'll be in that direction.
Yeah, and that would be actually the west.
West, that's what I thought, yeah.
We love us psychics.
Well,
we can tell you phenomenal things about the future,
ocean.
But not our yard.
I am on the ocean, so if we're going a little bit east, it would probably be, okay, I get where we could be going. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, literally, I'm a mile from the ocean, so when you said west, I'm like,
He does that to me a lot. He tells me to jump in a lake, and I ignore it.
Unless
too.
Unless there's
no,
a cruise ship out there, I don't know.
Oh, definitely not. but yeah, nope. So get your things out there and have the faith and change it. Like, you definitely positively want a job, and think, put out to the universe what it is that you want, and get out there and just go put your resumes out, and it will come to you.
And we thank you, Lisa, for calling in. We are giving down today with the time, and I apologize, but we are going really wild. 347, you're next, and how are you today? Hello? All right, 347. We are getting some kind of difficulties with the phones again, but it happens. I have you down as restricted, but you can be unrestricted with us if you say hello. Hello? Okay, we're on a roll today. Dina, we've got all these numbers, so many numbers and no faces to talk. 307? Oh, come on now. Merry Christmas. Come on, people. Don't be scared of us. I haven't been in jail in days. I'm kidding. I've never been in jail, but I'm trying to make you liven up. We're having a little bit of technical. I'm going to try one more, and then we're going to go to singing. 260.
That's me.
You're on. You didn't
Hello?
Want to hear... Thing, how are you? It is gone wild. We have more phone calls than we've had in like 2 years. Dina, would you calm down?
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Chelsea, and I'm from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. What's your question, Chelsea?
I was told that I would meet like a certain person around the holiday time, but I was wondering if it's like anytime soon, or if it's in like the far future, because I know, like, the time here is different than it is in, like, the spirit world. So I was just wondering about that. Or if I just need to enjoy being single.
Yeah. There's some beauty in that. Well, I feel like it's not going to be this holiday time.
Okay.
I feel like it'll be more towards spring. I think it's, you know, the timing's off a bit. It's going to be more towards spring. I do feel like you need to just kind of enjoy yourself and be single for those months, you know. That you can't have fun and whatever, but, yeah, I feel like it being more towards spring or June area time frame is what I'm feeling. Because I don't feel like you're quite ready yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think I am either. Yeah.
So even if someone was tapping in now, it just wouldn't be the right time.
Okay. And, I have this this other person that's still in my life, and I'm like slowly moving away from him. But like, is how I'm doing it okay? Is it like healthy for us?
Well, no wonder you're not ready yet.
Yeah,
you.
But it's
yes and no. I mean, I feel like it's not it in a way, but not really, because in this whole time frame that you're taking your time, you're not healing. You're not going through your process.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So I feel like it's just kind of more. It feels more damaging to me than the right process. But
okay. No, I totally understand that.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. But I mean, of course, everything it's your choice what you want to do with it. But I feel like it's just holding both of your energies back.
Okay.
Yeah. So I feel like I feel like in January time frame, that's when you should probably let that go completely.
Okay. I can do that. Okay, well, that was my question. I don't have anything else.
Yeah, well, it doesn't mean you can't be friends, but sometimes you need that break before you can be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And to just to heal and regroup. And that's what I feel like you need.
Okay. I think that would definitely help me.
Yeah, for sure. And then you're going to really enjoy life.
Yeah, and then I won't be, like, living in the past. And thinking about things that could. It was a long distance relationship, so like the only thing that was like that the reason it ended was because it was long distance. It wasn't like anything.
Right.
Bad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I just need to disconnect that out of your energy field for now. Coming up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Blessings to you, and thank you for calling us. Definitely put in for the page. We're going to take a little 30-second ring of music, and then I'm going to call out the first winner of the readings by me and the readings by Dina. And so those of you who haven't put in, go to psychicsgonewild.com and put in your, you know, you can give me a name. Last night, our winner of Living in the Psychic Realm was Tempest. Tempest, you are our caller who won that book. It will be sent out to you. Brianna won the book of Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships by Pamela Cummings. We also have Gary Wimmer's book on Lithmacy. And those of you who know last night that were listening in, our winner came through was Annette. Annette, you won Lithmacy, the Psychic Art of Reading Stones. So hang on for just a second. We're going to give away those readings. We're giving you guys just a minute. We're going to take just a second and play out of respect for Gary Wimmer, one of his little pieces of music for just a second. Thank you for laying patient. I've gotten there. I've gotten the emails out. I've grabbed some Psychics Gone Wild, and the first one I have for the winner of Dina Flanagan's is Mark Hillington. And Mark, you are going to be notified through an email you've left here, and I will contact you. Please, you know, let me know, and I'll send your email and how to contact Dina and get your mini reading. And the other name that I pulled out was I have Tina Monty. And Tina Monty, you've won a reading by Psychic Jethro. So thank you guys for playing. Definitely hang on. We will be giving a few more things away today as we go a little more Merry Christmas with you. But I have to go into a couple of emails here. And one of them, Dina, this is the individual who spoke with me and you from United Kingdom. And he's out of respect. He's asked to keep his private name out of it. But this individual was going through something last year that was not exactly the best of times, and he was experiencing his father coming back through and visiting him from the other side. Dina had suggested that he have some time and sit down and talk with his father. He was advised by a counselor that this was not good, and he did say, going into some other work, they said he will also be able to work with you guys and be able to be healed. He is writing back, and he is saying that since his work from October, when he last spoke with Psychics Gone Wild, he is doing significantly better. He has a medium who's working with him there in it's Nottingham, I think that's what the way you've wrote it. I don't understand sometimes the different pronunciations of how you guys do it for the English name, but it sounds like that's where you were writing it from. He said the medium has requested that he talk to the medium that first did this for him, and that was Dina, who did very well. I do remember that night, Dina. It's been a while. I think it was a little over a year and a half ago. But, you know, and I apologize. We have so many emails. But he's asking, Dina, would you privately let him know over the radio why my father kept bringing me the cross? I keep seeing this very strong symbolism of the cross, and I wake up with this shape on my chest.
Well, what I sent for that is that I feel like that he's trying to get to him that he has to he also is a light worker of God, and he is trying to get him to see that or to know that, to feel that. And also it's a symbol of something that he would know personally from his dad. Not quite sure what that is yet, but he's trying to get through to you that you do have the gifts. You have a lot of gifts, and he wants you using your gifts is what I get. Jethro, what do you get?
I do, and I am impressed because me and Dina, we both are picking up. I'm feeling, Dina, there's something about, I keep seeing the circle of men of light, like they're showing me, and I know you guys are going to write me, like the Mason symbology of the cross, and I see that he was someone from that time in life, and you and him are still karmically connected together. And I remember that night, Dina, you kind of spooked me a little bit. It was right before Halloween last year, and when you called in, we were so busy, me and Dina. Dina picked this up, and the gentleman said that he was having some severe problems with some other things going on, and you, like you suggested, Dina, you said that it was his father on the other side contacting. So I think that Dina's, and I do like this, I like that you know, you've taken our advice, and I thank you, and had it not, we've had someone, you know, sometimes people will say, not always take, you know, the spiritual advice is what we are giving you, and work with it in that way. I also am hearing, the guys are telling me, Dina, that this is part of what he has to go through to help with his healing. Now help me, why am I seeing one arm of his, it looks like his outgoing arm has got something holding on to it.
Well, he's got, this is all karmic stuff. I feel like it's karmic stuff. It was past lives together with him and his dad. And so it's very karmic, something that has to be cleared up from several lifetimes ago. And it's coming through now so that you don't have to do it again. And so the thing that's holding him, that thing on his arm or holding him back, I feel like is himself. That's what I'm feeling from a past life, this thing that happened from a past life.
You know, I feel like that we're going through that. I'm agreeing with you very much, and you guys are hearing me click. I'm typing at the same time. We have a lot of individuals writing. He is contacting me through Skype and letting me know that he just really respects you. I'm going to go ahead with those of you who are listening in, psychesgonewild.com, and we never share any of our information. I don't blame you guys. I need to be honest with you, and that's one thing I've had someone ask before. I will send out an email to you on when our shows are, because I really have been working with Blog Talk, and they're hard to find, even though we have an original name. I mean, there's not a lot of Jethro's or Psyche's Gone Wild out there. I've had a lot of people tell me it's hard to find us on our shows. So we do utilize that. You can always find it on our website. I have another friend writing me about, they're going, Dina, I love when you do past life work. You and Jethro should discuss a little of this. And then I had another friend at the same time, I'm going to just talk it through a little bit. Dina, they want us to explain to them about the incoming energy and the outcoming energy. And that's a good thing. I didn't realize that we've never done that. Tell him a little bit with your healing. Dina's a phenomenal psychic healer, which means that she's not only able to heal you, but she psychically sees what's happening, knows with it, and works with you at a spiritual higher level because of her Reiki master and other abilities, some of it just natural, to heal you. Dina, they're asking me, what am I talking about his right side and why? You know, so explain to him, would you? What?
Well, in regards to past lives, it's different than in your right now currently what's happening. So past lives, I just happen to see, I get to see your past lives. I get to see part of what goes on or what happened, why you died or what have you. And so the incoming for that is a whole different thing. It's a visual. Now, when I do my healing work so that I can release some of this past life stuff, the incoming is from the guides and whatnot that are working with me to be able to remove that. So then that comes in through me and goes out through me and into you. So that's what happens. It's like this just one stream of energy going in through. But I first see, you know, what needs to be done, and then they help me and send it through.
Very true, and I love that. And I've had a lot of you guys going, well, you know, what is the other way? And I know that from working with groups and circle with me, the left hand, when I'm working just physically with someone, able to do that energy and it coming through, and like Dina was explaining, and yet it is different. And there's where I like a lot of you guys who are working with us and learning that Psyche's Gone Wild. We're going to be doing classes. We also have a magic class by Patty Negri, a litmus class by Gary, a healing and psychic development class by Dina Flanagan this 2014. So definitely get a hold of us. That is what those emails do go out. We do send that to individuals. And I know, I understand someone teased me because I have my, I worked for a coalition against violence. I worked for years against stalkers and other things. And I'm not trying to be scary, but if someone wants to get at someone, it does not matter with the energy. Yes, it is a little hard to do, but just so you know that when you're doing this kind of work, I always, you know, encourage everyone. I would never do the other part. We have a lot of people sometimes worry with us, and this is what I want to really ensure. We've been here 2 years on Blog Talk. We welcome all of you guys, and we love it. So definitely contact us. I had someone just write me. They said, I've been in for a while. Well, yes, you know, we've been doing this. This will be our birthday's coming up, and we've done this for a couple of years. I do hang on to those, and I do pull one. I know a good example, one of our winners here in Florida let me know that she won last month jewelry by Lady Zarango, and she was so impressed because she put in when me and Dina first started the show. And I told her, I said, nobody ever looks at those. I do keep them here in my house. My girlfriend, believe me, works for, you know, she has a very good career. We're both professional people. She was not, the least she wants to do is look in Psyche's Gunwald big box of, you know, contest winners. So just to tease some of you, I want to go back a little bit. We're going to grab up the phones here in just a minute and go back to it. But Dina, we've got the most coolest situation. We have other individuals writing in on the emails and asking, they're asking you, Dina, how many years did it take you to be able to sense and work with someone's energy on not only a past life, but as you've done so phenomenally for me and other callers to heal them? How long did it take you to be able to pick up your abilities to do all of it?
That, you know, I think I did that first or right around the same time, like 27 years ago. So I did that. I had such this calling to have to do that. And Reiki came to my area back then. No one even knew what it was. And I just knew I have to do this. And so I've been doing it that long. But naturally, over the years, as you develop, you know, more and more, I'm able just, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And I'm able to see more and do more. So it's like anything. The more you do it, the better you get at it. But I've always been able to do it. And so for 27 years, I've been doing it.
It's so sad that I you know, it's like going through the other part of the work. It's like everybody else is telling me that, you know, we've had so many times with you, Dina, that you have got some phenomenal things. And I love this. This is old school and new school, and this is where you guys are, you know, me and Dina are forerunners in that. We have proven that we can work with your abilities and your sixth sense. Now, the older school and some of the way back, there was a belief if you had this or you didn't, there was no in between. And there's been quite a few arguments with institutes. Those of you who know the Psychic Institute, those of you who know with the American Federation, which both me and Dina are certified psychics with, you know, the American Federation of American Psychics. And, you know, what we work with, and I really want to encourage, is I have a lot of people who do readings, and we work together on it, because once you open the sixth sense, you do it. But it is something that I've had a good experience and proof of, that you need to do this in a positive element. You need to do it with your, as strong as your teacher. And this is something that I've had people get mad. They go, oh, you are all arrogant. It's like, oh, no, I'm not. But I can prove to you, let's say a good example. You've listened and you've learned stuff off our shows, and you've went to 14 radio shows. Well, then this person over here has got a theory, and you listen to that person. Your intent picks it up. Same theory if you pick up malicious gossip or you pick up intent that's not so good. So let's say you're picking up this advice and the person is teaching you to do things in metaphysical, and this is a metaphysical. So you're learning these developments. Well, let's say one of them is something that opens your energy up to other forces. There's something in our way, there's a guided way, right, Dina, that you go through. You don't just sit down and say, okay, I'm a healer, and Dina goes here, and she lets all of these energies come trickling all over her, and they giggle with her and they go dancing off to heal people. There's energies you have to block and defend.
Oh,
do you know what I mean, Dina? I mean, I'm really bringing up a sensitive topic, but we really need to look at that.
It's true. You, Jethro's right. You have to keep that white light of the protective energy around you, because that does block out. Because when you're open to this work, there's the negative forces that want to come through too. And I'm not about negative. So I don't talk about that much. And it's just so old hat to me that, you know, I'm pretty good. It doesn't usually happen to me. So they want to come through, and they can push through. They're very powerful beings. So when you have white light or the protection around you, and you ask for only the good people to come through, that helps tremendously. And that's what comes through for me, is all the good, and it pushes out all that negative, because I keep my power strong up there, you know, in the protection and everything. But it is true. If you don't do that, they will come through.
Oh, my goodness. And I do have another question here quick, and I'm sorry I'm changing the subject on you guys. I'm not bouncing around. I'm just keeping everybody happy. If you do want a prize through your email, yes, send it to me. We are talking, and you know who is in United Kingdom, Janine Reagan Sinclair, one of our phenomenal guests and really good individuals, is working on and has told me that she will work with us on Christmas, and she will be giving away a few email books for those of you who like to buy and listen, read the book on your computer. So put in for it. We're here to have fun. Psychics Gone Wild is a positive union group, as you heard, to have fun and light. I do agree that when we were talking there, Dina, that you also have exactly the respect, and that's where me and Dina have always got along with it. I've done work with a lot of individuals with my 50 years of my life and almost 30 over years of putting into psychics, you know, and mediums and working this life. Those of you who know, I was really enhanced with my gift at 8 years old when I came back from the other side after a drowning experience. And what really has taught me the most respect for it is when you're working together with other individuals, that's what happens. Our Monday girl, their eyes are checking in, is going to be someone different. They're writing a lot of things. Tuesdays is Amy at 6 p.m. I apologize, Dina. They're just writing me a bunch. I'm trying to get it all out because I'll email all day. So talk to me a little bit, Dina, about what else is happening for you now that through the last couple months, you are, as the person said, something that we've never talked about until today, one of the stronger power people that you were selected. I do know that Janine Reagan Sinclair has talked to you guys about it. She also is a person that was selected, given 4,000 angels to work with and will be part of 2014. I tease you guys. I'm not sure with me. I know that I have also the elective in my career to choose to do other means. The guides have let me know that it sounds arrogant, but if I'm not happy, I get to do it. And we all have different choices, so don't get me wrong. But like different light workers have been put up to the front. Dina, can you enlighten them a little bit about what we're talking about?
Well, there's going to be as everybody knows, we're going through shifts and we're going through them fast. And there's a lot of people that can't handle the shift. Their energy can't handle the shift. And that's where people like Jethro and I put into place. We try to help the people that we can, you know, the ones that who want the help, you know, the ones who don't want the help and don't want to change or what have you, they're the ones that kind of will get affected, which by affected, I mean like negative things happen or, and again, I'm not a negative person, so I don't even like to talk this way, but just from what I hear and what I know. And, or just, in other words, your life won't be flowing and, or, you know, it will be some disaster or whatever that happens. And so in 2014, it's going to be a lot more shift and the energy is going to go even higher. So a lot of people are going to be needing the help in 2014, and Jethro and I will be, you know, needed a lot more in 2014, but the real results is 2015. So that's when a lot of, like, if you can muster through 2014 and put positive things into place, 2015 is where the rewards happen. So that's what I know about, you know, all of that stuff.
I love what's happening with you, and I agree with it, Dina. And I just, you know, we are getting a little sensitive. We're going to grab it. We got the phones doing better. We do apologize, those of you who couldn't get through. We're having a little interference today, and it is the energy. The really great thing is to get with us at psychicsgunwall.com, and we do welcome all of you guys. Please come in. I did have an individual tell me yesterday they were upset because we were moving our times around with their times. We never do that. We are not like that. I would never go into someone else's place and talk something. I don't do that. I don't know what's going on, but I do know we did move around a little bit. Part of it is we have people in California, and if you think about it, I'm in Florida in the East Coast. Prime time for Pacific is 7 p.m., 8 p.m. about in that area. That means 10 p.m. my time. So those of you, you know, we're moving around. I had someone write me yesterday and got all their, I would say, the word I call butt hurt. There's nothing like that. I am not like that. If you really do, it isn't just the reverendship in my name. It's the fact, if you will look up my references, I'm fully bondable. I've been an advocate for years of individuals. I'm here to help people. So I wish you Merry Christmas and come on in. We love when people get silly, but what's even better is we've gotten busier and we want to welcome all of you new fans. So let's turn around and grab Mary Lou, you've been patient, and I'm down to the phone numbers. I've had about six of them that won't turn on. Yours turns on. Are you there?
I am. Wow. Lucky day for me.
Lucky day for me, because I was beginning to think we were haunted. The other ones wouldn't answer, and we went down and down. And someone told me that that's when other hosts or people are upset, that they can send intent. I don't believe that. I think that's a witchery story. Like, ooh, it's like, stop. Who would do that?
I don't know, but it just seems like Mercury's in retrograde when it's not. Or something.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think that's what I'm having.
So I did a search on my notes to see if I've ever talked to Dana, and she didn't come up, but then Psychics Gone Wild didn't come up either. So maybe the Mercury retrograde is all over my computer. Who knows?
So Dina, you've never talked to Dina?
Never, that I know of. I could probably reboot and find out that I was wrong, but
she can do a rerun. She's
cool. Yeah. I have a really kind of specific question. I have a past life that's in the present life, and it goes around my love life. And I want to heal it so that I can, like, have more fun. So I'm wondering if you're picking up anything on it.
So you have somebody from your past life that's currently in the present life.
Yes.
In the love situation.
Yeah, and it's weird, okay. And I don't like it.
Yeah.
I want it to heal.
Well, because you are back together to heal this or remove it. So what I'm feeling like is that there's some, there was something from your past life that went unfinished, but there was also a lot of, I'm feeling sadness from it. You know, this feels like sadness to me.
Yeah.
Well,
they were murdered.
What's that?
They were murdered.
Yes. So I feel like there's a lot of sadness from it. So what? And so you never got to finish, you know, or be or do what you had to do in that life.
Right.
And so I think that it's come back around in this life to heal that, so that if you do guys do have an ending, that's up to you, then you won't feel that sadness this time around. You see what I'm saying?
I won't heal it.
You won't feel that sadness.
Oh, I won't feel it.
In other words, in this lifetime, it will be a joyous thing, not a sad thing. Or it will be your choice, or a choice of one or the other, not something that's not your choice or just taken away from you. This lifetime around, to finish up what you didn't finish in that life, and some of the things that you need to finish is learning stuff about yourself. There were some things that you did not learn about yourself that cut short. So this lifetime around, this person is showing you a lot of things about yourself. And so that's part of what you're kind of not liking. But also, in return, you're showing this person too. It's a double thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's very unstable. It's extremely weird,
mm-hmm.
and not real. It's not a relationship. So I'm just kind of curious: does it actually go away, or does it come back, or where does it go?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. In this lifetime, it's going to be your choice instead of it being not a choice. Because remember when I said that it will be your choice when you want to just walk away from it? From it. It meaning that energy, that whole dynamic. So this is what you're learning. This is exactly what you're learning. It's showing you that you need to be stronger within it so that it does not come back next lifetime around.
But my thing is, can you heal? Can being there heal it? I mean, I'm not interested in gobbledygook. You know what I mean?
And being where? Where are you talking? What are you talking?
I'm not interested in being in an energy of gobbledygook. Is it possible to raise that up to something functionally healthy?
Within it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Only to a degree. Like to a degree that you're finished. I'm hearing to a degree you're finished. You know what I mean? Like you'll raise it up to a level or a degree where you can walk away comfortably, where you can say, all right, I get it. I understand. I understand why we get thrown back together. It's going to be risen to that degree. I do not feel like you're supposed to be, you know, sitting in it, you know, kind of being upset or whatever. Because if you carry it past a certain point, once you get to that degree, it will go back to being uncomfortable. So you'll have to figure out what that exact timing is. You have not risen it to that yet. You still have to.
It's not unhealthy as in people do bad things to each other. It's unhealthy because people do good things to each other. And that makes it weird.
Yeah. But I just feel like you're going to rise it to a level where you understand or get the message to what it is supposed to be this time. Again, it's your choice. They said it's your choice what you want to do with it this time. Whereas last life, it was not your choice. That's what the whole message. That is the whole message, that you got to get what is supposed you're supposed to get within it, and then it will be your choice. If you want to rise it and keep rising it, that will be your choice. But either way, whether you decide to do that or not, it will be something that you won't have to come back and do. You will not have to do a do-over next life. This will be the lesson, the completion, or whatever it is that you guys will have to do together. You haven't reached it yet. That's what they're saying. You haven't reached it yet.
So will they come back around?
I believe so, yes.
Mary Lou,
yeah,
it is. Yeah, and we're having apologize there. We're having a little bit of energy there with it. Mary Lou, we've gotten you off. We'll wait till you get back to be able to answer the rest of that there on it. We're going to go ahead and go on to the next person. I apologize. We are having a little. We're having quite a bit of technical difficulty, but we will get through it and we'll be stronger than ever. Dina, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Got me and Dina. 818. You're next. How can you hear us?
Hi, Jethro. It's Dani Marie. How are you?
Great and happy, Dani Marie, you little wild one. Where have you been?
How have you guys been?
Good.
We've been going wild. Are you ready to come on the show? We've got new people coming in. We're ready. We've got spots opening, more people. We've been busier than we've ever been, and I'm ready for you to start working it, girl.
Yeah, I know. You know what? And that's part of my question for calling in today.
Yeah, I've been talking a few days. I had someone tease me a while ago. They were letting me know that I was really testy, and I want to tease them. It's like, I'm just silly. So, Daddy, thank you for calling. I need a laughing friend. You have days where you realize that people are just like, what's going on? Today is a little goofy, like a little Mercury something, you know?
Yeah. It's all good. Well, let me tell you, my question is to see if my guides or ascended masters or angels, whoever, can please give me some insight as to why is it that I procrastinate or don't complete important tasks, because everything that the angels, they set up everything in my lap, where it's in my lap, literally right there for me to do it, and I'll think of an excuse to wait. Like, for instance, with you asking me to come on the show, that's a perfect example of it.
That's fear of success. You've got blockages when it comes to
okay.
So you fear that, but you can remove that. You know what I mean? Like, once you are aware of it and acknowledge it, you can keep trying to remove it, you know, meditate on it, ask it to be removed. So you just need to get out of your own way. What sign are you?
I'm right on the cusp of Leo Virgo. I'm August 23rd. I believe that the sun went into Virgo maybe a few hours before I was born.
So you're a cusp baby. That helps. That's part of it too, because they kept saying it has to do with your when you were born too. So have you ever looked up that day in the big birth
book
of Virgo? Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. So, and I think I have a friend that day, and I believe that's what happened. You know, that's what that one explains, too. So, and, you know, I took astrology for years, so there are certain things in your chart that also, you know, depends where the planets were when you were born, that also are part of the problem. But you can overcome these. And in other words, it's only your lesson or your difficulties, in other words. It's the things you need to learn in this time. So you can overcome that. And I feel like you get right there. You know what I mean? Like you complete, you want to complete them, and then boom, you stop yourself.
Yep.
You know, and then you get really mad at yourself. You know, you're one, and then it just becomes like a round robin, and you know, a catch 22. And so when this happens, you know, stop when there's a task and you say, no, I can't complete it. Stop and sit and breathe and ask and meditate on it and get clarity, and then push through it and go to the other side. And after a few times of doing this, I feel like that you'll get better at it. It will take a while. You won't be 100%, it won't be complete. But you will be able to make baby steps. That's what they're saying, take baby steps. This one you can push through, and you're almost there. You're actually almost there. You're at the precipice of it. So you just got to keep at it and keep trying and push against it.
Okay. Oh,
Annie,
thank you. So do I. I'm glad I can overcome it.
You definitely can, and you're almost there. You just have to take those steps. Almost like, you know, just to the doorway, you know, open the door and go through it. You can do
it.
Right.
Okay.
You're telling me to tell you, Dan, that you are doing this, and that's exactly what Dina's getting. A lot of times, psychically and metaphysically and spiritually, that hurdle that becomes so intense is the way to get through. So that you're, as she's saying, this also is the best rebound that I found out through years with the spiritually. I've had it just turn around and do the most intense things like this, and then it's what they've got waiting for you is a sure test to see how strong you're within yourself inside and your own feeling. You're going to do even stronger.
Yeah, once you do this, you're going to feel like $1 million. Once you just do it, step over, you're going to feel like $1 million. You're going to feel like it broke away, and that's what's going to be able to help you to continue to do it, but what happens is you fall back into habit. So get rid of those habits, when recognize them when they show up.
Blessings to you. We know that we got to run, Danny. We're going to try and get, we've got a few minutes of the show left. The phone's grabbed a hold of our Mary Lou, and we've got her back. I want Mary Lou, sorry about that. Right in the middle of the conversation, I went to talk to you, and you were gone, and then it like made this scary noise back to me. I wanted to burp the radio, but it's a little big to throw over my shoulder.
I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
We were talking about the karma with you, and I wanted to make sure. I do agree in what you said, and the guys were telling me very clearly that you are working towards this life, and your energies are so strong that you are that there is a connection with some of your metaphysical. I feel you're doing some really good things where you live, and the guys said that you're working on an energy to go there. And they said that you're going to heal it, and that's what they were saying. They're telling me that there looks like there's a combination. They're telling me that you do some herbs or something. I'm smelling sacred space, like frankincense, myrrh. I'm getting those kind of energies, and I'm getting that you're also with the karma. By you learning what you're doing is unhooking this whole thing where you're in a more stronger state, and that's what they were starting to tell me. And then it got really, I wonder, Mary Lou, if we don't have a life or a karmic together, because it did sound like someone answered me back, like, and it spooked me. That's why I wrote on there, I go, the board is freaking me out. Everybody started laughing. I'm like, no, I'm not joking, you know, because it was like, it got a little wild. Do you know what I'm saying, Dina, before they kick us out the door? Can you help us, Mary Lou? Talk to us a minute here. Are you feeling any of this energy when we're talking?
No, I think I've been in a dumbed down state. I'm working on a documentary of documenting the spirituality of New Orleans, and so I'm always in the zone of photographing. So I'm in the zone of the technical aspects of photography, and I've blocked everything else out. So I was recently found in an unlocked graveyard in New Orleans, and we were photographing in moonlight, and my friend's like, they're telling us to get out. The spirits are telling us to get out. And I don't hear a thing because I'm thinking about light and shadow and depth of field.
Yeah.
And I do agree, the guys are saying that, Mary Lou, they're telling me the energies are going to be put together, and I agree with what Dina was saying. You're going to go through this, your experience, and it also is going to clear a lot of that other out. It is something of remembering some of the energies. I know that I personally do a lot of elixirs and different things that I do in light work to help me, because in a life before I got myself into something where I think I obviously used moon magic in an Egyptian life. In this life I'm being good, because I don't think I intentionally ever hurt anybody. I know I have a very good energy, but I do know there's something in karma, and that's what they were trying to tell me before they did it, and they're going to throw us away out the door. Mary Lou, thank you for calling back. I'm so sorry about the phones.
Oh, that's good.
We're going to buy ourselves someday a board that plays right, gone wild pushing it. Take care. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas.